Wow. You're here? This is going to be awkward.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Wow.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I didn't think you were going to listen to this.
Whatever.
I did not see that coming. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Apparently. I mean, seriously. All right.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. This is quite an honor for me to be able to talk to you for a half an hour without you saying anything back to me whatsoever. This is fantastic. But this is what you chose to do, so here I am. Now, I know you could just turn me off any second, but please, please don't. Please don't. As a matter of fact, in order to keep your attention, I'm just going to hold up a picture of a puppy dog.
Aww.
You can't see it. What are you kidding me? You can't see that. But you can imagine that beautiful little puppy dog face, that face of innocence, the large eyes, a little goop dripping from the inside of their eye down their little snouts, and you can't not.
I know.
Welcome to the program. Here's an interesting thing going on. The January 7th. 2019 issue of the New Yorker. Do you get that? No, you don't, do you? There's an incredible article in there by a reporter, Patrick Rodden Keefe, and the story is about Donald Trump. Who? What? I've never heard of him. It's called How Mark Burnett Resurrected Donald Trump as an icon of American success. Mark Burnett is the producer of the television show The Apprentice. Remember that? He also created the television series Survivor. Mark Burnett was a guy who came over from Great Britain, went to Hollywood and decided he was going to be a television producer, but needed a different angle. So he went the reality route, and he had a special magic for picking out reality situations that would play very well on TV. People in reality situations that would draw in an audience to the point where they were mesmerized about a regular human being who had no talent, just was mesmerizing. He did that on Survivor. He found people across the country who were mesmerizing people, just normal people who you couldn't take your eyes off of. Then he found Donald Trump, a floundering businessman who was not doing very well at the time, who needed some type of boost in his ego. Mark Burnett found Donald Trump to be extremely interesting. He found him to be very magnetic to the point where either you hated him, and I raise my hand on that side, or you loved him, and I don't raise my hand on that side. But magnetic, yes. The things he did, the way he did them, his cockiness, his ego, apparently was fascinating to Mark Burnett. So they crafted a show called The Apprentice, where Donald Trump was who he is. This is well before even thoughts of the presidency. Apparently, because of the show Apprentice, that's why we have the fiasco in the White House that we have today. With The Apprentice, TV producer mythologized Trump, turned him into a something greater than what he was. Trump at that point, as I said, was a floundering D-lister, but he was built up to be on television the ultimate titan. And that actually paved his way to the presidency. So Patrick Rodden Keefe wrote this extended article in the New Yorker, January 7th, it appears. It's frightening. It's actually the branding of a human being to be bigger than what he actually really is. And thus, that's the way he performs as the president. In this article, they interestingly enough, spent a good amount of time with the editors of that program. Apparently, for every hour of television you saw on The Apprentice, every hour of finished product, there was 300 hours of tape that the editors went through. That's a lot of tape to whittle down to 1 hour. And apparently, this is the way it worked. The producers, Mark Burnett's people, and writers came up with the little contests that the participants, the apprentices, would go through. Donald Trump had no part in that whatsoever, other than just showing up and introducing the segment. Donald basically showed up for the boardroom firing thing at the end of the program, at which point Donald Trump was given a script to read. Donald Trump could never read the script. Apparently, according to everybody that was interviewed for this piece who worked on The Apprentice, Donald had trouble reading. That, coupled with when he could read a very simple script, it sounded like he was reading a very simple script. Donald had absolutely no ability to look normal at all. To this day, I personally wonder if Donald Trump can read. I really do. I don't think he can. And if he does, he has trouble comprehending what his eyes are supposedly looking at. That's why when you see Trump speaking as president, if he's reading off a teleprompter, it looks like a second grader on a stage at a school play. I am the tree, and I will go into the forest, and I shall be amongst nature. That's what he sounds like. Yet when he's not reading a script, he can just go on forever with all these crazy and mix-up words. He's not a literate man, let's face it. Those who support him say, well, that's good. He's just like us. No, he's not just like me. I know how to read, and I know how to talk, and I know what words work and which ones are not really words. And I know how to put them together because I went to school. So he's not just like us. Maybe he's like you, but he's not like me. And he's the smartest man in the world, right? Yeah. In any event, it's a fascinating article. Trump would fire people at the end of the program, and he would just do it on his own. They wouldn't tell him who to fire. And he would fire somebody, and the writers would look at each other, and the editors would look at each other and say, why'd they fire him? This person did the best job. Because Donald has always gone by his gut. And when you eat McDonald's and Burger King every day, you're going to go by your gut because that's the thing that leads you. So that's the way he rules his kingdom called the United States. Anyway, fascinating article, how Mark Burnett resurrected Donald Trump as an icon of American success. The New Yorker. Thought I'd tell you about it. I personally, I don't know what kind of, I'm still pinching myself in the morning. Like, that was one hell of a dream that seemed like it lasted years and years. Oh no, Ron, it's real. I'm living through a reality show that I wish to change the channel on, but I cannot. Nonetheless, Trump, just a few days ago, yesterday actually, went to Iraq, and he addressed the troops and signed Make America Great Again hats. I'm surprised he didn't sign the boobs of female officers. That would have been disgusting, but not beyond him. He gets confused. At one point, he started throwing out rolls of toilet paper to the troops, and they say, Don, no. This is not a disaster relief appearance. We're doing an appearance before the troops. Yeah, he gets confused. I made that up. Anyway, he did say that he wants to pull troops out of places, and not a great idea, Don. Not a great idea. What you're doing, Don, you're doing exactly what Russia wants you to do. Russia wants you to become uninvolved in the things that they're involved in. Russia wants you and the United States out of the picture militarily so they can do their thing. And they can back their warlords without interference from this United States place. Russia wants to be the dominant force in the world, and in doing so, they've very politely asked Donald to just get your troops out of the way so we can be dominant again, says Russia to the United States. And Don says, okay. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But I don't have to get it. Actually, I do. Hey, Happy New Year coming up to you, huh? Wouldn't it be great if we could just look back on this year and say, that sucked. That one sucked. And that here comes 2019, looking forward to a great year. Got to tell you something. I don't think much is going to change in 2019. I think, in fact, it's going to get a lot worse. So if you want to take that glass of champagne and put it to your lips, have a nice day. But I'm telling you, what it represents, I don't think is going to work very well. I think you're going to look back on 2018 and say, I wish it was 2018 again. I never thought I'd say it, but I think it'll happen. I think 2019 is going to be incredibly tumultuous. I think the ramifications of pulling troops out of places are going to quite manifest themselves quickly in a negative manner. I think Trump is going to get older and crazier as he gets pushed up against the wall with all these indictments and all these accusations, which are all worth looking at. The man is a suitcase of baggage. The Mueller report will come out in 2019, not too far into it. It'll take a while before the courts can decide whether it should be released to the public, but the public will be incredibly curious as to what's in there. And the Southern District of New York will start handing down indictments against Donald Trump for all kinds of stuff. And the public will start to see what's going on, and the Republican Party is going to be in a pickle, man, in a pickle. It's going to be a tumultuous year. The Supreme Court will be requested many, many times to figure out some of these incredible constitutional battles involving whether Donald Trump is jailed, indicted, removed, whatever. It's going to be a tumultuous year. Other countries will test us to see where the crazy leader is going to go. And we'll become increasingly turned on our heads, both economically and otherwise, because Trump is unable to forecast what he's going to do even himself as he wakes up in the morning. Tweets will backfire and explode even more intensely than they are now. And you'll look back on this horrible 2018 and say, in comparison, that wasn't so bad. You'll be doing your taxes around February, March, April, and you'll understand that the middle class and the upper middle class is in worse situation. And the stock market seems to realize that everything is not stable, whether the economy is good or not. And they'll start to realize that the deficit that has been built up by the Trump administration is a fiscally horrendous situation and will be reflected accordingly as your 401ks dwindle for your retirement and the security of your family. Oh, it shall be an interesting year coming up. Ron, you sound like you're talking about doom. No, it's not doom. It's more painting a reality that I hope doesn't happen. I'll say it one more time. If you're a Republican and you stood for conservative fiscal values, you must have a headache by now. If you're a Republican who is a family person and values the strength of this country around the world, you must be having a migraine by now. And the answer is simple. You take a little shiny object, you shine it in front of Donald's face, make sure there's a lot of money involved and a lot of hotels, and Donald will just wander off down the hall. And Pence, whom I think is also horrendous, and has just been standing there like a Jerry Mahoney dummy, will take over. And at least he'll have some morals, and again, in comparison, will be favorable to this crazy Trump man who belongs on television in a reality show where someday he gets voted off the island. And then all will make sense again to me. Okay, there are some holiday things left over here on this program. One of them is Stephanie Oswald, who is with Travel Girl Magazine. She's going to be joining us. And some other stuff, too. How you can stay healthy here just as the new year is approaching and the holidays are dwindling away. We'll get to all of this in just a second. We've got some exciting news about 2019, which is just a couple of days away, as this show kind of takes a different kind of format. Yeah, just a little bit. Nothing really extreme. We'll change our theme a little bit. We'll change our look. I got new underpants for Christmas. I'll be wearing those. Yeah, just a little something. A little something. But first this.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, and that gets you a podcasting high five. It's like a regular high five, but no one knows that you did it. Or cares. Or anything, really.
Dr. Julie Gotz joins us now. We've spoken to her before. She's an expert in everything. I think that's true. So we're talking, this is an interesting time of year because we gorge ourselves, we eat a lot of food with a lot of people, and then comes New Year's and we feel guilty about it, and then we turn to you, we say, where's Dr. Julie? So that's what we're doing here. Everybody's concerned about health and wellness, as you are an expert in this field, but it seems like we can't quite touch these goals and these concepts.
That's true. And, you know, I think probably because the one that's the most important is the least talked about, or it's covered up, is you have to be able to digest your food. Otherwise, there is no way you're going to be healthy.
Oh.
And we eat too big of meals. We eat the wrong foods, the foods get stuck in our system, it ferments, it causes all sorts of digestive problems, and then we wonder why we're fat, tired, and don't have any energy.
Well, it sounds like you've been reading my personal information, because that's pretty much what happens. Is it really come down to discipline?
No, it just comes down to education.
Oh, okay.
If you really just know what the heck, then you actually stop doing the weird things that you're doing. I mean, you know, for example, how many people drink a coffee in the morning and say with pride, I'm just not very hungry. I can go all day without eating.
Yeah.
And, you know, they think that's like badge that they should be wearing. And really, they aren't feeding their body protein in the morning, so mm-hmm. they don't have any energy that's normal energy. So they're going for reserves, and then they're exhausted and tired and eating, you know, sugar at night because they just can't seem to balance the system.
Is it also a matter of timing, like when you eat and when you eat certain things?
Yes. I mean, certainly, just the old adage of you need to eat three meals a day. Mm. That is true. We are human bodies. It does need to be fed three times a day. The other aspect is, if you're really trying to solve this problem, and, you know, not everybody follows this, and I don't always, but it is the way you should be doing it, is you're supposed to be eating your protein not with the carbohydrates.
Oh.
Because the protein's complicated to break down,
oh.
and it takes a certain type of enzyme to break down the complicated protein that your body makes. Then, 20 minutes later, you should be eating your potato, your pasta, your bread, if you're going to have those at all, because that's a whole nother type of enzyme to break it down, and most people aren't making the enzymes they need to break down foods.
Okay, because this Mediterranean diet thing, I mean, they eat very late, eat meats and vegetables and things, and yet they lose weight, and we do the same thing here, and it doesn't work. Is it because they extend the meal to a longer period of time?
There's probably two reasons. One, they've been doing that long enough, so the body's going, great, we understand.
Oh.
Just protein's going in, we can break this down. They have a healthier source of food in general that's not all crapped out. It's more fresh things. They probably haven't done so much to the soil on all their growing things.
Oh.
And on top of it, because of that, now they have a healthier system, and they've been doing it for so long that the system actually responds quickly to that sort of eating.
Oh. So I mean, I was brought up on meat and vegetables. I know I'm not supposed to have a large portion of meat, but, you know, make a larger amount of vegetables. But those are two food groups. Do they complement each other? Should they be eaten separately?
They can complement each other.
Oh, okay.
And so they just don't have quite the sort of, you know, war going on to try to compete with breaking down one or the other.
All right. So pastas, rices, potatoes, separate food group stuff.
You got it.
Okay.
And in general, it's just not that great a food for us in the first place.
All right.
So, you know, nobody got healthy eating pasta.
All right. No, they didn't, but they sure were happy. That's the problem. Pasta to me is like potato chips. It never stops. What about eating when you're hungry and not eating when you're not hungry? Is that right or wrong?
I mean, it's pretty right, but you also have to start off the day with something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're starting off the day with a nice protein, an egg, sausage, bacon, I don't care. The protein is the importance. And, you know, generally, if you do that, you're going to be hungry appropriately.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, we've spooled our system to such a level at this point that cup of coffee and the donut out the door, you know, then we have to have the cookies at the office, and then we have to have the next thing that's showing up, and then we pick at some weird lunch, and it just becomes a bit of a roller coaster.
All right. Now, what about supplements? Do they help? Do they aid in digestion? And a lot of us have acid reflux, acid indigestion. Gas is like a major problem for most people. I mean, is that the way we eat? Can we supplement somehow to make that feasible?
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to doctor without supplements.
Oh, okay.
And the problem being in this country is we are devoid of things in our soil. We don't have good habits in.
Right.
And the one thing that I pretty much put every single patient on for 27 years is enzymes. And enzymes, extraneous, go in. You take them with your meal. They break down your protein, your carbohydrates, your fats, your sugars.
Uh-huh.
And now you can actually absorb up to 70% more of your meal when you take the correct type of enzymes. And that you can't say enough about it. And I've fixed more things over the years of everything you've just mentioned simply by having these people take the enzymes that they need.
Now, most people have heard the word enzymes before. Many can't spell it. What are you talking about when you say enzymes? What would I be looking for?
Well, you have enzymes that you're supposed to be making. You make protease to break down protein, and amylase to break down the carbohydrates, and lipase to break down fats. But because we're not as healthy, we're not as efficient as we should be, we're lacking these enzymes. So when people go to buy enzymes, they're not made equally. The one that I've used is called Absorbade Platinum, and it's by a company called Nature's Sources.
Well, I've heard of that.
And it's wonderful. You can take these enzymes with a meal. You can take them in between meals, and it helps with breaking down inflammation in your joints.
Oh. And that's Absorbite?
It's Absorbaide
Platinum.
Okay. Right. And you can get onto the website, which is naturesources.com, or you can call a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-7656. Mm-hmm. And if you use the code radio, you can ask for some free samples, or you can have 20% off your first order.
Fine. Totally safe?
Totally safe. They have them in forms for children as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Does this actually... I mean, it may not actually help you lose weight, but it may satisfy you more?
It does both.
Oh,
you know, on Thanksgiving, I put a bowl of Absorbate out for all my friends and family. And what they do is throughout the day, I've educated them. They take a couple with the cheese and the crackers. They take a couple here. They take some with the pie. And at the end of the night, we're playing games and nobody's laying on the couch wanting to tap out. And it's because they have actually broke down their meal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's simple.
Yeah, well, it's simple when you know.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty good. I'm glad I talked to you before the holidays here, because that's kind of crucial. Do you start feeling different, like, you know, rather soon, or is this something that's like 14 days or a month or something?
I mean, I've had people that actually are, you know, under some digestive distress.
Yeah.
I give them Absorbate, and within 20 minutes, they're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for that. And, you know, you don't want to wait till you get there. And, you know, when you start to take these enzymes, you start to go, huh, maybe I need one. All right, it's a small meal. Wow, I ate a lot. I think I'll take three.
Wow.
And you start to see the difference, but you do lose weight because you're actually absorbing more food. Think about it. 70%, up to 70% better absorption. That simply means you're not going to have stuff sitting in your gut making you fat and tired.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's pretty important. And it's also important, I guess, what you eat. That old adage, you are what you eat, is kind of like comes around and bites you, I suppose.
It really does.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Well, I can stop taking like 50 boxes of Gas-Aid every week. Or it's Gas-X. You ever hear of Gas-X?
Yes. Oh, my goodness,
man,
yes.
Without that, I'd probably be writhing in pain.
It's true. And, you know, you get this Absorbate in normally, and you will really see a difference. And it's, you know, it's cheap comparatively to having to take something forever that's not really helping you.
Well, I don't want to treat something that I already have. I'd rather avoid getting it to begin with.
That's right.
All right. Well, you've been valuable information. Give me that location where I can get more information about everything here.
Sure. It's naturesources.com, or the 1-800 number is 1-800-827-7656. And don't forget to use the code radio. You get 20% off your first order, or free samples.
That's pretty cool. Now, this person here, this Dr. Julie Gotzka, how do I follow her stuff?
You know, I have a clinic in Florida called the Florida Wellness Institute.
Uh-huh.
So you can get on the website. You can give me a call. And certainly, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Very cool. Well, I wish I lived in Florida, but I don't. So... there you go.
Oh, it's cold today.
Okay. It's colder here. Okay. All right. Thank you, Doctor. Good to talk to you again.
You as well. Thanks. Right. Happy holidays.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But I recently hung up my boxing gloves to open the area's favorite new Italian restaurant.
It's headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Right, headshots. This time of year, everyone is getting ready for their holiday parties. What better way to celebrate Arbor Day?
Christmas, Bobby.
Christmas, right. Celebrate Flag Day.
Christmas.
Christmas. With a feast from headshots. We'll deliver food that will not only knock you out, but will be the highlight of your Memorial Day
Christmas
table. Or perhaps you celebrate St. Swithin's Day.
That one would be Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Why not try our 8 days of manicotti menorah? We've got the left-right stuff to make every party a success, whether it's Bastille Day,
Christmas,
Victory Over Japan Day,
Hanukkah,
or Kwanzaa Mananaka.
Okay, we're just gonna let that one go.
Make sure your holiday event is a technical knockout with a great spread from Christmas.
It's headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Headshots. I had that.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. Stephanie Oswald joins us now. She's a regular on the program. She's my favorite person when it comes to travel because she knows all about it. Well, it's true. You're like really the person. You're the go-to. She's the editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine, and boy, this could be the busiest travel time of the year.
Well, it is, Ron, but you know what? Mm-mm. This is also the time of year when we look at what we did last year and we plan ahead for the future, and I want to talk about what's on your bucket list for 2019 and how you can check it off, because we're about to be with family and friends for the holidays, so it's a great time to talk about budget, talk about timing, and whether you want to sleep in an igloo or go see your favorite musical band or maybe take a cooking class, all kinds of great stuff you can plan ahead for.
Wow. You meant that seriously, actually sleeping in an igloo.
I did. I want to do it. I don't know if I can make it happen this year, but I'm going to try. In Greenland, this company called Off the Map Travel has this fantastic igloo experience where it's about $1,300 a person, and you spend 3 nights in an Arctic hotel and 1 night in an actual igloo, and you go snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and then the best part, you get to see northern lights. Oh. So you go on 2 Northern Lights safaris, and I just, that's always been on my bucket list since I was in fifth grade, and I had to do a project on Aurora Borealis, and I want to do it.
That's supposed to be spectacular. Sleeping in an igloo, not so much, but the Northern Lights, but I guess there are people like yourself who love to sleep in igloos. Personally,
I just turn the heat off. Cozy, and you get a reindeer blanket, and
turn the heat off in your apartment. You're all, it's the same thing. Okay, so and a lot of people do escape during the what they call the boring winter months, especially when you're in the Northeast. You want to get out.
Yes, that's true. I mean, if you don't want to head, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Go even further north. Go embrace the winter.
Right.
Go ice skating. Go snowshoeing. Go snowmobiling. I mean, I just think that can be so much fun. But it is also a time to plan for the months when we do want to get out in the great weather, and that's when the fabulous music festivals happen, like if you're a country music fan, the Carolina Country Music Fest, first weekend of June, and it's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Again, a chance to go to a destination, experience some fabulous music, and Alabama, of course, got their start in Myrtle Beach, playing at the Bowery. And now they're like the greatest country music band in the world, and they are the headliners. There's also Dierks Bentley, Midland, Mitchell Tenpenny, Florida Georgia Line. I love them. So we've got all the states there, Florida, Georgia, Alabama.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a great, great concert. And it's, again, it's June 6th through the 9th in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And you can go there, enjoy the country music, and then go to the beach, 60 miles of coastline.
Wow.
Go play some golf, or go to Brook Green Gardens, which is one of my favorite places.
Now you're talking my speed here.
All right. Yeah. Are you ready for that? I mean, it's just such a fun time,
that's good.
I just think if you've never been to the Carolina Country Music Fest, that should definitely be on your list.
That's a good one.
If you are a country music fan.
That's a good one. What else do you have in the bag?
Well, if you're just any kind of music fan, you also need to have the New Orleans Jazz Fest on your bucket list. And this year, in particular, Ron, it's our 50th anniversary. So they are pulling out all the stops, and the rumor has it, and I'm pretty sure it's true, that the Rolling Stones are going to be there this year. So definitely, if you have not been to Jazz Fest, that's the last weekend of April, first weekend of May, so you can go to both the Jazz Fest and the Carolina Country Music Fest. Get those off your bucket list, but it'll be a really good time.
All right, now you're talking some good stuff here.
Yeah, and it's not just about the music. That's the thing. You go to these country music festivals or these New Orleans jazz fests, and you enjoy the music, but then you get to explore the city and the food and the culture. And at these festivals, you know, there's always artwork. There's always local food. And it's just an opportunity to really get to know a place when they are, you know, at their best.
Yeah.
They're, like you said, forget the doldrums of winter. This is their, they're bright and shiny. They make sure that the tourists and the visitors who come for these events are treated like royalty.
Well, especially with the events, sometimes you have to get tickets early, otherwise you're going to be shut out or get horrible seats or something. So this kind of is the time to get them while they're there.
Yes, well, you can also get tickets at festivals. I mean, the great thing about festivals is that, for the most part, you can get those special packages, which give you preferred seating and, you know, areas where you can go for cleaner toilets and, you know, some food perks and maybe cold water. But the reality is at these festivals, you can get, if you do your timing right or get there early enough, you can plant yourself with your blanket and your chair or just line up right next to the stage. You can get a great spot. So you could be front row at the Rolling Stones just for the price of admission into the Jazz Fest. Or same thing for Alabama. You could be right up front for Alabama at the Carolina Country Music Fest just for the price of the festival ticket.
If I'm going away, I don't want to sit in the parking lot to listen to the music. I want to be
And if you want to save money, you could buy your tickets now, make your plans, and it's just definitely a great opportunity.
Yeah, I think your point is that when you turn to New Year, you always get in your head, like, what am I going to do for the year? What am I going to, you know, how am I going to plan this thing? And it's a perfect time with family members and friends around to say, hey, this is let's do some stuff this year. Let's make some plans.
Yes, yes. And Ron, there are also three very practical things you can do,
no matter what
your bucket list includes. And those are, one, start a travel fund.
Right.
Two, sign up for a travel credit card. And three, decide which apps are going to be your best friend when it comes to finding deals and download them, put your info in, and start watching. Because if you don't, you know, let's face it, if you don't get serious about it, you don't start putting money away and making travel a priority, then it's not going to happen. And it doesn't have to be a fortune, but you can set it up just like a holiday fund where $10 comes out of your check every week or every 2 weeks, and then before you know it, you've got more money in your fund. And if several people in your family are doing it, then that's more money. So that's a great option. And then pair with it a credit card that's going to be giving you travel points. And again, if you've got more than one adult in the family, maybe one person uses the airline credit card, another person uses a hotel-oriented credit card, or if everybody wants to go to Disney, you get the Disney credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's on your bucket list, I guarantee you that there's a credit card out there that will give you points that will help you get closer to your destination.
That's perfect. See, I'm the opposite. I travel to get away from people, not to go to places with them. But I think that's
just... Well, then you need to go to the igloo in Greenland. Come on. I think there are only 5 rooms. I mean, it's only
fine.
A few people at a time.
That's
so.
Fine. Five rooms is plenty. Okay. Well, that's an option. I would be alone in an igloo. You know, there are actually people listening who are saying, I did not know you could do that. I'm going to look into that. That's the way that stuff goes.
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. I hope so. Because I really think, and you know what, in all seriousness, solo travel is always on the rise.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do want to explore and travel with yourself. And if you've got multiple personalities, hey, you won't be bored. You you just need to make sure somebody knows, if you are going to go on a solo trip, make sure somebody that you care about and who cares about you has your itinerary.
Yep.
Make sure that if you've worked with a travel agent or with a company online that you've got their information and you've also emailed it to yourself so that you have it handy if you need it. And then also, you know, make sure that if you are traveling to a foreign country, then you should register with the embassy or make sure at least that you know where the embassy is, just in case something were to happen and you needed to get in touch.
Well, all these tips and all these ideas and some others, many others actually, are available on the website, Travel Girl Magazine. Give us some places to go to get more information.
Sure, Ron. Yes, our latest issue of Travel Girl, Holiday Winter, has Bobby Flay on the cover, and inside... If you're looking to go to a cooking school, if that's on your bucket list, we have several of them.
There you go.
Everything from Tennessee to Maine to Florida. great ideas if that's something that you want to do. And a lot of people do have that on their bucket list, but that's one of our features in this issue. You can go to Travel Girl Inc., travelgirlinc.com for that. If you want to check out more about sleeping in an igloo, go to offthemap.travel. If you want to find out about the lineup for Jazz Fest, which hasn't come out yet, but it will, so keep checking back, it's N-O for New Orleans, nojazzfest.com. And if you want to find out about Carolina Country Music Fest and everything happening at Myrtle Beach, and if you are in that area by chance, they've got a lot of great light shows, one that ends this weekend, but it's one of my favorites at Brook Green Gardens, and that is visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff. She's the expert. Go there whenever you travel and whenever you're thinking of traveling and what to do and how to do it properly. It's all there. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next time around.
You too, Ron. Take care, and I'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, I'll see you in the igloo.
Yes.
Right, bye-bye. Well, there you go. You have been incredible through this whole experience. Let me tell you that. You're just fantastic. Not only are you wonderful, handsome, beautiful, smart, intelligent, reeking of just lovely qualities, but you are also a listener of this program, and that's why I said all of that stuff. Have a wonderful day. I wish you peace.